and between being censored and say less, it is better to have others to read between the lines. And for our special effects, we can become instantly famous, but ultimately will be forgotten. And isn't what we pay the price for being held hostages of civilization? And interestingly, the closer we have come to civilization, the more deadly we have become. And it is not a matter of self-censoring, but a matter of bringing forward very tight arguments. And when we move, we shall move with the whole tribe. And people may live off the wilderness and cannot do otherwise, but certainly they do not control it and keep it as a mere financial asset. And we are hit hard, and yet if we don't succumb, we can evolve into a new stage. And when authorities speak about the future, they always speak about the short term, since the long term solution is to get rid of authorities. And we cannot trust people today, because tomorrow they will turn their back to us. And the only valuable fight is the fight we undertake to defend the wilderness and our human role within it. And because we have a strong intuition, we try to pursue it and develop ourselves in very full characters. And we ought to be careless about cultivating anything in our life but the bond to our nature. And the imperialist doesn't focus on the content, but on becoming its gatekeeper. And one thing is for sure, that along with farmers, we start to get rats and diseases. And in our captivity, only beginning from the self, we can find our way out back in nature. And all that authorities have to teach us is a political correctness disguising the truth. And speeding up to work means the speeding up of the killing of the planet and of the species. And neither like the low class slave of the masters, nor like the upper class slave of their money. And in a modern society, the dilemma is whether we want to stick to the tribe or to our bioregion. And it is not that we are asocial, it is more that we are bored to death about bourgeoisie society. And so much maintenance when all nature wants to get back to a secular wood requiring no maintenance. And indeed, we can say everything, yet not out of our own nature, but out of the artificial culture we have to comply with. And when all humanity is detribalized, necessarily there ought to be struggle for re-tribalization. And even the smallest of routines the system imposed on us fully disable our own nature. And the more the center of power is built, the less it feels the struggle of the periphery, and the more it gets authoritarian towards it. And if everyone would be courageous enough to say fuck work, then the system would collapse and our ecological living resume. And no matter how much we censor ourselves, the system will ultimately understand that we are against it. And in the monopolies of power, we have to build the monopolies of criticism in order to reemerge. And without a critical apparatus, we are doomed to be swollen by a deadly low culture. And although we don't realize it, there are different stages enacted by civilization to convert humans from their free natural state to be its slaves. And needless to say, we need vehicles to land in a bioregion and perpetrate a new primitive culture. And the moment we are subdued by a new establishment, it is the moment a new way to challenge it is envisioned. And the wheel of the many is bent because the few have to pursue their power structures. And whether it is pasta or bananas or bread, every civilization has its food and its gate keepers. And the more society goes forward, the more it thinks that the solution is what in fact is destroying it. And to the figure of the loyal servant, we ought to oppose the figure of who completely follow his or her own nature. And psychological stress caused in order to maintain the power structure is far greater than the distress caused in order to survive in a natural setting. And we kill one another to appropriate ourselves of pieces when the whole could be of everyone. And we should be happy about living in a tent, but we should be upset about having an unhappy person living next to us. And as the palaces of power are built, people can start to take a breath until the palaces start to crumble again. And we shall only judge people from how used their shoes are. And it is either the technology of power or life with the only compromise of the technology emerging from our own selves. And every free soul will ultimately come to clash with a bureaucracy whose goal is to keep us non-creative and fully under control. And paradoxically, the most vital journalism is not the one we do for a general specific public, but the one we do for our own self. And we can spend years going through mountains and seas and deserts, and yet a single month in civilization will kill us. And as the winter death should come to give the possibility to cover up the old traces and trace new ones. And we ought to trust the fact that in every place we will find our spot of wilderness to go back to. And whether we walk in one or the other part of the planet, all we are beings meant for walking. And by removing, we can start to see things more clearly and can truly evolve. And the Mesolithic, with its culture, may be in the end a vehicle to the new Paleolithic. And if it wasn't for the capitalist dogs, humans will be able to establish a sense of belonging and care for their environment. And there is the farmer side who want to own nature but hates it, and there is the indigenous side who cannot own nature but loves it. And paradoxically, some newer technology are more in line with the life of our indigenous ancestors than older technologies. And then a filthy capitalist scheme only shows the filthiness of the soul who is behind it. We should rather go starving than being caught in one of the many traps the system keeps lying ahead of our natural will. And it is the luxury properties of the few that could be housing those who have no housing but are only there to serve the few. And if the old scientist boosted civilization, the new scientist is there to postpone its total collapse. And either we let go to the system and become monsters, or we resist and become vulnerable but still beautifully human. And if cultivation brought us away from nature, the cultivation of our human nature will bring us back to her.